So we want to welcome you and the Facebook audience, the EV radio audience. We want to welcome all of you here to church this morning. Sarah and I actually weren't supposed to be here today, but here we are. And so this morning we have a special speaker, and he is coming to bring the word to us. And I want you to give Brother Larkin a hand, as he's one of our church family. And the Lord's put a call of ministry on his life. And I'm just so glad that we have an opportunity to release him into that ministry this morning. So, Brother Larkin, come on.
Good morning, church. Let's pray. Holy Father, I just thank you for today. I thank you for what you're doing in this place, God. We just welcome your power, the power of the Spirit in this place today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for you to move among us. Lord, I ask that a word from heaven will be imparted in the hearts of those who are here today, Lord, and also in the audience and on Facebook. And Lord, we just thank you for those who will either watch or hear the message of the word of the Lord for today, God. We just thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because you're good and your mercy endures forever. So Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we just thank you. It's all about you. It's not about us. It's about your kingdom come and your will being done on the earth. And been going through a lot of trials, a lot of them since the month of June, and I'm still standing. No matter what comes against me, I know God is able to work through me, and he can work through each one of us. And my message today is by becoming the voice of God. We are his voice on the earth, whether you believe it or not. It's not CNN, hallelujah, it's not MSNBC, it's the people of God. It's supposed to be the voice on the earth. If we're not the voice, other voice will come and try to take our faith away from us. But it's not going to be on our watch, church. Hallelujah. Are you surprised, or is it strange, that we are faced with trauma, bad news, broken relationships, family issues? Is this not strange, church? Are you surprised? 1 Peter 4:12-13. Beloved, do not be surprised. Strange at the fiery ordeal among you which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory, you may rejoice with exultation. I walked into a life group this morning, and it was like someone was saying my name as I was coming through the door. I said, what's going on here, God? And then I'm sitting in there, and I'm saying, Lord, Mr. Dave here is feeling all the thunder. And then we're talking about trials, going through trials of life. And trials of life help us become the voice of God on this earth, because God is calling us to be overcomers. And we're forced to overcome. There's no way around it. And we have to learn to partner with God. He wants all of us, all the time. This strange thing has come upon us. This strange thing has come upon us. This thing that we're dealing with, may it be our children, maybe it's sickness, maybe it's financial issues. This time for me, it seems like the enemy has hit me on all fronts. I feel like I'm in a battle zone. But all I hear is the Lord say, battle stations, and sound the alarm. When I look at this thing called strength in the scripture, and you break down that word, it says, treat as a guest, a stranger. Have you had someone knock on your door? And you're at home, you're just relaxing with your loved ones. And this person's coming, they're unexpected. That's what trials are. They come unexpectedly. And what do we do? Oh, our attitude. Who is this? Who is this? But God has some, he's about to do something here. Now, we learned from our brother Dave that these things happen, and they're unexpected. And so we have to learn how to entertain this trial. We have to learn what do they really want, and that God has a purpose in everything in our lives. And we have to ask Him and say, God, what's going on here? What are you trying to teach me? I know personally that He's teaching me some things, church. He's teaching me how to overcome. He's teaching me how to praise Him, even in the midst of my situation. He is turning my situation for His good, for my good and His glory. He wants the best for us, church. Things may appear dark. Things may appear bleak, but that's not the end of the story. It's only the beginning. Because we have to walk through that process. It's a process called dying to our flesh and seeing things the way God wants us to see them, not the way we see them now. We have to go beyond the physical and see what's going into the spiritual. We're spiritual beings in an earth suit. We have to see like the Daddy sees. We have to see as the Son sees. We have to speak as the Spirit speaks. Because it's about the kingdom coming and moving on the earth and in this ministry. God is going to do something, but He has to start with somebody. It's called us. You and me. You and I. God, He wants to bring the fire in our life. Because that trial that comes, it's fiery. It's flying. There was a song we used to sing at the vineyard called Refiner's Fire. We need the refiner's fire in our life. We want to be a visitation of God. We're praying about a visitation. We are the visitation of God. And now our praise, I know it's hard at times for the praise team, hallelujah, to keep on singing. But I'm going to tell you, we are a praise team, church. We are God's praise team. And we're supposed to offer up praises to the Most High God. And He's Most High. He's not most low. He's Most High. And no matter who's here, no matter, it's that time with the Lord that we see His face. So He's here. We bring Him. We multiply that. And that we become that oneness with Him and with heaven. Heaven wants to hear praise. Heaven wants to hear the worship coming out of us from the children. He wants to hear it in the teens. He wants to hear it in the young people. He wants to hear it into the young adults and the middle people. Which I'm not one of them. And a senior. I'm a senior. Hallelujah. I'm a senior. And I'm still going to praise Him because He's worthy to be praised. We got to take the shackles off. The enemy brings shackles. Trials come and they shackle us down. No more shackles. No more slaves. No more bondage. And I was thinking recently there was a show called Tomorrow People, baby. We are the Tomorrow People. Because the Bible says tomorrow about that time things are going to change us. There's a change coming. There's a change coming. Pastor, come up here. Come up here for a minute. I need two people. Two people. Jump up here. Madison, and why don't you guys, Heath, come up here. Get on one side of each other. Get up. Come on. Now I want you to hold his arms up. This message is about holding the pastor's arms up. Because it's not his job to do it all. We are an army. He's our leader. And he follows the leader. And as he follows the leader, we fall right behind him. And he cannot do nothing by himself. He needs all of us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I believe in demonstration of the Spirit. The visual. You'll hold that visual. We are his army. We are his church. We are his bride. Christ is our bridegroom. We don't hear a lot of messages. But I'm of that bridegroom company. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're getting purified, church. And God is using trials. He may not have bought them, but He's going to use them for His glory. And the longer we can get that message in our hearts, we'll start seeing change in this ministry. We'll start seeing people. There's people out here, we cannot be saved. Because He's taken the sadness of sin does out of us. Even though we sin, but we're walking in grace, we're walking under His mercy, we need to understand His love for us is great. But the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But our dad has come to give life and life more abundantly. And we have to walk in that abundance. We have to walk in His truth. And we have to be the truth. There's some people strung out on meth. There's people strung out on heroin. And even marijuana. People strung out on want to kill themselves. But there is a God who is able to bring deliverance and healing. He's a chain breaker. And He wants to see chains broken off this community. Chains of religion. Chains of people bound in unbelief and doubt. He is the one who can do it. He needs us to step up to the plate and say, here I am, Lord, send me. I am a here I am, send me person. Here I am, Lord. Even out of Isaiah 6. Isaiah said, woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips. So what is coming off our mouth? Is it not supposed to be the word of God? Is it not supposed to be life? We can make it, we can do this. All things possible, that's what it's supposed to be about. But we complain. God doesn't want complainers, He wants proclaimers. And we're the proclaimer's company today. We're going to proclaim His goodness, His mercy, we're going to show His love. And He's going to give us revelation of who He is. It's going to be great. It's going to be greater than we have experienced in our life. We're going to step out, and He's going to step in. If you're dealing with sickness, He says, we ask for prayer. So I say, come out! Leave! In the name of Jesus. In the last couple of weeks, I was here, supposed to be praying for people. And I probably prayed for one person. Should have been praying for myself. I had a stress attack. I had stress go down my neck. I haven't had a stress attack in years. Must have been decades. And I was just sitting at home and I was had a pain in my head. It's over my head and all this right here. And I said, what is going on? I was listening to a teaching by Derek Prince. He said, you know, the best team is the Word and the Spirit. And something jumped in me. I said, wait a minute. Wait a minute here. Okay, I know what to do with this. I said, in the name of Jesus, you pain, you spirit of illness and sickness, you infirmity, you go in the name of Jesus. I command all the stress to go. Next day it was gone. Haven't had another attack. So we need to learn spiritual warfare, church. It's not the pastor's job all the time. He can come carry you and help you. Because we do, it's like in the hospital. You go to the trauma center. And the doctors come to help you relieve the pain. But that's not the main job. The main job is to get you to the place so you can ambulate yourself. So God, we have to dig in. We have to dig in deep and become and learn how to pray and command and decree, and that thing will break off of you. Now, I could have kept on going. And then, because it was about 2 years ago, I ended up in the hospital with a sinus infection. And I had to pay money, you know, living on here on the, it's not even about that, but it's about dealing with spiritual things, things that come on us suddenly. A lot of times sickness is because we don't get enough rest, or maybe we're not having a proper diet, or just viruses that are out there. But we have authority, we can pray, we can hear from heaven, we talk about, do we hear? The Word can speak to us about what's going on. That's why we read the Word, read a lot on healing. I study on healing all the time. The Word said He has healed already. So there's something coming against us. We need to deal with that. And in that, God will use it to get our attention. He didn't do it. When sickness comes, it's not His intention. He's already done it. Christ already paid the price for healing in His body. So the Word says, by His stripes we are made whole. Hallelujah. Attacks come that knock us off our post. Because when we're sick, we don't battle. And also, we don't worship. We don't praise. We are praising people. I was sitting at home in my sanctuary, which is the bathroom. And I get more downloads there than I get anywhere, okay? I'm getting ready to come here, and I hear, celebrate Jesus. He is risen. Celebrate. I'm not the singer, okay? So that's why we have people who are gifted and God is equipped to do, but I'm still a worshiper. God wants to worship. He wants to put the worship back into you. And that worship will come out to Him. So we have to know that we're worth it. You're worth it. No matter what the lie of the enemy says, you're not this and not that, and no matter what that is, because He says you're beautiful and wonderfully made. It's fearfully and wonderfully made. You have to believe that no matter what, because this enemy of ours is a deceiver. He uses deception. He's a thief. He's a time thief. He's a sickness. He wants to put sickness on you. He wants to keep you stuck in one place. It's time for this church to arise. Amen. In the power of the Spirit. Amen. Knowing that all things are possible if you believe. And this fire comes. When I think of fire, I think of purification. I was thinking about metal. And I know we have some people here that work in construction. And in that construction, you can't cut corners. Guess what? We can't cut corners either, church. And in that, say steel. We utilize steel in bridges, vehicles. If the people who work with it, destruction people, they cut the corners and don't get the right type of steel, it's gonna degrade or deteriorate at an earlier time. So just think about that. Our faith is tested to see if it can stand the test. Because understand, there's about 14 or more different kinds of faith. We all have a measure of faith. But Jesus said in Matthew 6:30, says, you of little faith, we worry about what we're going to eat or what we're going to wear, but He's saying there's little faith. You know, you have little faith. And, okay, we can go another place. It's a centurion. Now, He's given us a delegated authority. He's given us dunamis power. It's been given. It's been a transference from Jesus because of what He did at Calvary. And when He went down and took the keys of the kingdom, and I told the brother here where it did a compass, and I've been carrying this key, so I took the key off, and He gave us the keys of the kingdom. And so the key is open to unlock doors. The key is also open to take the shackles off. And so I'm here to tell you today that we have keys. And the key is no good if you don't use it. Guess I'm getting a little in Ebonics preacher today, but I don't usually do that, but the Spirit is doing it. So we got to learn how to use our keys. We have keys that bind. We have keys that loose. We have a word in our mouth that says, hey, this mountain over here, He says, speak to the mountain, to speak to your problem, and see that problem be moved and cast in the sea. So you gotta use your faith. We're talking about faith as a mustard seed. Can you imagine that? Just that little myth, much can move that little mountain, but you gotta believe. So God wants to do something, church. Hey, God is gonna do it. He's gonna do it. If you wanna expect Him to do it, you gotta believe He's gonna do it. It's not going to work if you don't believe. Now, Jesus, now we talk about no faith. No faith means unbelief. There's a lot of it out there. They don't believe in Jesus. And so we have to believe. We have to believe that all things are possible. So we had a centurion talking about great faith. So I'm talking about faith because these trials come to attack our faith. They're here. They're real. Whatever we go through, be it death, dealing with the death of a loved one, broken relationships, problems in our marriages, problems with children, problems at school, problems as people say, you have to accept what the homosexual community says you have to accept. Or we're going to bully you. We're going to close your business down. So guess what? You're going to have faith. Can't lean on to your own understanding. You can't just throw in the towel when one big Goliath comes. There has to be a David. Pastor, we're talking about David. There's a David on the inside of you. Church has got to come out, got to rise. So who is, so I've defeated the bear. I've defeated the lion. What's this uncircumcised Philistine? Hey, how is he defying the armies of God? It's, okay, I know I've learned how to praise in the wilderness. I've learned how to worship. His praise will be continually on my lips. Because praise is our breakthrough, church. Praise is our breakthrough. Praise is our breakthrough. Praise is our breakthrough. God wants to purify our hearts. He wants to purify our attitudes. We have to get on to, not our program, His program. The just live by faith. And our faith gets tested. It gets tested when we come in here. And we may not see more people, hallelujah, but they are going to come. We're going to pray that they're going to be here. We're going to speak they're going to be here. And the people who are destined for this church are going to be here. And there's going to be deliverance. There's going to be healing. There's going to be restoration of relationships. So that's God's business right there. Shackles are going to have to come off. There's enough shackles in this region that the Spirit can meet their needs. But we are His army. We have to learn how to war in the Spirit and be Spirit, the Spirit of God to other people. In Jesus' name. Probation. We're in a probationary period, learning and developing into the image of Christ and partaking of Christ's sufferings. If He went through it, guess what? We got to go through it. Because we identify with Christ. And it's more of Him and less of us. More of our attitude, more of our ways, and His way making a way in our life. Hallelujah. Yeah, affliction count. That's probably one of the biggest things I deal with. Affliction, sickness. But I've been studying, probably one of the ministries I've been working with for years is gifts of healings. So the enemy attacks me often to try to stop the ministry from coming forth. That ministry is not going to get stopped. It will not be stopped. I'm not going to let him. I'm going to learn how to battle in the Spirit. I'm going to learn to move when nothing don't make any sense. Because it doesn't all the time. It does most of the time. It does not make any sense. But I know that all things work together for my good. And I'm going to give Him the glory. It's not about me anymore. It's about Him getting the glory. Because people in this region have to see a difference. If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it may not be a duck. It might be something else. Just because you go to church, it don't mean nothing. Because we had to get the Christ in us. And the kingdom, let the kingdom come in us. We're kingdom people. You know, I said, we're tomorrow people, we're kingdom people. And I ain't talking about Jehovah's Witness either. We have a king, His name is Jesus. Come on. Hey. He's born of a virgin. You know. He said, I've come to do my Father's work. He only did what He saw the Father do. And we got to do the same thing. So Jesus knew the Father. He was with the Father. He revealed the Father. We're supposed to reveal the Father. That goodness, that mercy, that love, that forgiveness. Even when people are wrong, we can love them into the kingdom. Because it ain't about us. It's not about us. It's not about us. It's about Him, church. Temptation. A little different from trials. Temptations are more negative. Let's say it. I was at a place on Tuesday night where I go on Tuesday to minister, and I'm, a lot of times, there's probably one or two of us men. And the preacher was saying women. Talking about, you know, we deal with women, both men and women, we deal with lust. Okay, just go ahead and say it. And that's when the enemy will bring temptations or the temptations to hate people. those are temptations. And we have to make a choice. Am I going to do what Daddy wants, or I'm going to be the Daddy? We better learn how to know what the Daddy wants, because Jesus knew what the Daddy wanted. And he did only what he saw his Daddy do. So we need to know the right Daddy. What Father are we talking about? Are we talking about the Father that is in heaven, or are we talking about the devil? Okay, the devil, there's a lot of devils around. And we hear them all the time, more and more. They're trying to tell us what the Word says. Church, we need to know what the Word says. Jesus knew what the Word, he said, it is written. Look, Adam, you know, he missed it. Eve missed it. But Jesus has given us another opportunity to know that Word, be the Word, and let that Word work. Because it's going to be the Word. And he said, faith come by hearing come by the Word of Christ. The Word, the Word, the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Things happen. Things happen. Life group they brought up about Joseph. I said, man, am I going to be in the preacher? And you come and say, Lord, you know, they're talking about Joseph. And how he had a vision, he had a purpose, and he started running his mouth. Guess what, church? When you run your mouth about what God is doing, you people don't like you. And there's people out there trying to take you out. And, you know, Joseph ended up in a pit, and he ended up someplace he didn't want to be. But guess what? God was there. God used that like he uses everything else for his glory and our good. Even though we said, no, I don't like this. No, I don't like this. He said, hey, you might as well get along with the program. I'm working this out. You don't see it now. You don't know what I'm doing. It's a process. Because there's something on the inside of you need to come out. Maybe it's selfishness. Maybe there's we're wavering in our faith. But God said, I'm working it out. You still got to trust me now. So we learn to trust him. It's during those times that we go through trials that we learn to trust him. This ministry is learning to trust him. Trust him that he is going to repopulate this place. Hallelujah. And there's going to be people who are going to be on fire. Hey, Lord, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, right now. Like it says here in Genesis 50:20. But as for you, ye thought evil against me. But God meant it unto good to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. And when parents, you're going through your children, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Keep hanging in there. Keep holding on. Because guess what? God is doing something in your children like he's doing something in you. He's trying to get your attention. Because he wants to be your attention. Because his hand is not short. He can do it. He'll work it. But we have to show that there's something different than the world shows. We have to be Christ to people. Not the Pharisees, not the scribes, but Christ. Mercy, his grace, his forgiveness, his loving kindness. It's his loving kindness. Hallelujah. 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 We got to know who our enemies. We have enemies. People don't like us. Even people in the church, even my family, you know, some of our family might not like it. Even people in the church. So we have to have ears to hear what the Spirit says. We have to, hallelujah, be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. Hallelujah. We have to learn the difference and say, Lord, it's not personal. It may feel personal to us, but it's another spirit working when people attack us. We just have to recognize that attack. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is this a strange thing that's happened to us? Are you really surprised? No. Things are going to happen. Hallelujah. They happen all the time. Hallelujah. You go down, you know, we go out here, is somebody going to run that red light because they won't obey obey? Or are you going to get mad and give them the bird or something? You know, that's a work of the flesh right there. Oh, we got a flesh problem. So Lord bless them. Lord, I just pray for them right now that you turn their hearts. So Lord is trying to teach us some things, church. Because we got to do it his way. Hallelujah. He wants to change the way we think. Hallelujah. God, hey, Lord, we thank you, Lord, right now. Lord, he wants to get us to our destiny and our purpose. Our purpose is just not to sit here in the church. It's to be his hand, to be his voice, to be his feet. That's always going to be the message for us. Even if we're old, we can do something. Hallelujah. 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 Say, God wants us to come turn into somebody. Can you hear that? He wants us to turn into somebody. Somebody he can use. The enemy wants to abuse us. He wants to do everything because they did us a cross. They did us a Christ at the cross. They beat him. They beat him to his unrecognizable. That's part of the suffering. We see even in the across the world how Christians are being more and more persecuted. And it started here. It's starting here in America. Just because you won't bow down to another agenda, you will be bullied. You might even lose your job. So that's when faith is going to, your faith is going to get tested. Hallelujah. There is a strange thing, a foreign thing that comes against us. It's like the body. There's this foreign antibodies come against us and attack our blood system. But in that blood, it's when the white blood cells have to conquer those enemies. So we have to know there are enemies who, spiritual enemies, spiritual thoughts will come in, and they will not be of the kingdom of God. So we have to use the filter of the word to filter, like we're sifting for gold and the rocks and stuff in there. And we'll have to use the word as that sifter, and we also use the spirit because the water, we need some water. Do that thing. So we need the Spirit and the Word working together. And so we thank you right now. A strange thing is to talk out here in this room. A strange thing is happening. It's something foreign to our system of faith. People who are saying about abortion, hallelujah, and they're twisting the scriptures. If you don't know the scripture, you might get caught up. So we have to know the scripture. So church, you got to know the scriptures. The scriptures got to get on you. Mm-hmm. They have to be in us. They have to become a part of us. We might not do it perfectly, but how, because we're under his grace and his mercy, but we need to know because there are people who want to take our birthright. Hallelujah. They're not getting my birthright. Jesus died for me. He's wanting to transition us to a new place where we've come out as this bride without spot or wrinkle. Without spot or wrinkle. We become who he's called us to be. His precious bride. His beloved. Someone who hears and knows his voice. And want to be known by our Lord. Our precious bridegroom. I am my beloved. He is mine. And his banner over. Not just me, but you also is love. He loved. He gave all for us. And I was, and we know, got to know that whatever we're walking through now, that our purpose is walking alongside of us. Whatever we're destined to do, if you're called to be a teacher, hallelujah, you're learning a lot of lessons. I've learned a lot of lessons in these 62 years, hallelujah. I'm still learning. Every day is a new lesson in how to live in the kingdom of God. If you're called to evangelize, hey, guess what? You're going to have to get... try to get the fire going on in the house of the Lord to get the people ready to stir up and move out. Hallelujah. You're a pastor. You get familiar with the sheep. You know what's going on with the sheep. And there's a lot of times it will weigh you down. But I'm here to tell you, the church is going to come around and raise your arms up because the arms need to be always be raised up. Hallelujah. To let you know you're not by yourself. We're not... I want to know, God is just, he says, you're not by yourself, Pastor. You're not by yourself. You have the Godhead here with you. You have your people. And, God sees it and knows your heart. And he said, don't give up. Many are giving up. Many are denying the faith. And we're not going to let you. We're here to support you and encourage you and see your ministry come forth. Hallelujah. We thank you for the prophetic, God. Hallelujah. Prophetic brings back, let you know we have to have faith. Hope and love. Hallelujah. We can make it. Hallelujah. We're going to make it. because we war in the spirit. And we die so he can be born in us in a greater dimension of faith. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you're doing a work, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, right now, even as we transition to a new place for the close here, Father God. I just thank you, Lord, we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony and not love our life even unto death. Unto death. We overcome. How do we become an overcomer? We learn to overcome those things we deal with. Those nasty little trials. That sickness. We don't let the things come, that are come against us take us out. Because they will take us out if we have our eyes on the wrong thing. So we take our eyes off the trial and put our eyes on him who is able to remove that trial in his time and in his season. And that varies from person to person. We may carry it a long time, but he is able to carry you in the long time. Overcome, I conquer, am victorious, prevail, subdue to carry off the victory. So we must subdue the enemy, or he will subdue us. So there's a price. We either fight or we give in. And many times in my journey, I have given in a lot. But I've held on for dear life. And he brings resurrection to our life. So I said, I can't do this anymore. I need you to help me. And he helps. And he will keep on helping. Because his hand is always there. We just have to acknowledge his help. The verb battle. This verb overcoming is a battle. We're in a battle. Because we hear battle words all the time in the New Testament. Fight the good fight of faith. So we have to learn how to fight our battles. There's a song I love. God fights our battles. We have to know that we have to do our part too. It's just not him doing it all. He has to see faith. He has to see our faith. Okay. The blood of the Lamb. We know how the precious blood is. Oh, we can wash away our sins. Nothing but the blood. The blood of Jesus. And by the word of the testimony, witness, evidence, testimony, your reputation. So as we overcome our trials, we get a testimony. We become a testament to what we, how our God has operated, and we trust him enough to bring us to the other side. People need to see a church that gets to the other side. The other side of that trial. The other side of that loss. The other side of that sickness. The other side of drug addiction. Say, I can make it if I just call on his name, Jesus. A testimony. A voice-activated gospel. God wants to use our voices. God is looking for overcomers. To qualify as an overcomer, we must overcome something. And if you're here today, and you've been battling and struggling, first of all, if you're not, you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in this message. And you're going through something that you cannot change on your own. I would like you to just put up your hand and receive this man named Jesus. He's my Savior. He saved my soul. And he's brought healing and deliverance to my heart. It's the one. Hallelujah. If you're here and you're going through trials and you don't see the end of the tunnel, I would open the altar up for you and I'll pray for you. But, God is able. God is here because he is bringing people alongside. We are a ministry of coming alongside and holding up the arms of people. Because that's what it's all about. People need people to reach other people.